Greetings again, brothers and sisters on our Lenten journey together. Well, we've come to the second Sunday of Lent, so this does not count as one of our 40 days. I think I've said that enough, probably. But it's a special Sunday. It's a Sabbath. It's an little Easter, and we should think of it right in the midst of our Lenten wilderness. And so on Sundays, we turn to Walter Brueggemann, and we take his Sunday devotionals from his little devotional called A Way Other Than Our Own, Walter Brueggemann. So today's devotion comes from him. It's the second Sunday in Lent. Our devotion is called Like a Thief in the Night. And I'll read the scripture. It's taken from the 1 Samuel in the Old Testament. It's the story of when Samuel was a young boy, and he had already been dedicated to the temple by his mother Hannah, and he lived with Eli, the priest. And one night God started talking to little Samuel, and he kept thinking it was Eli in the other room, and he kept running in. What do you want? And Eli says, I'm not saying anything. And finally, I think it's the third time when he comes in, Eli gets it, that God indeed is speaking to little Samuel. And he goes back and says to listen for it, and then tell God that your servant is listening. Amen. Well, here's a little excerpt from 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 10, part of that story. Now the Lord came and stood there, calling as before, Samuel, Samuel. And Samuel said, Speak, for your servant is listening. Oh, may God bless the reading of that word. Here's Walter Brueggemann's devotion today. There is an odd turn in the tale of the boy Samuel. The action takes place at night. He is lying down. The lamps in the temple are burning. Now, admittedly, we do not come to church much at night. And if we do, it's usually for something other than meeting this holy God. But imagine, like the boy Samuel, our real meetings are at night. If we take night to be a metaphor for downtime. Night is a time when we cannot see. Night is when we cannot control. Night is when children are frightened because the shadows seem lively. Night is when things are unclear and beyond explanation. Night is when we are terrorized, and so we have bright lights all around the house to fend off the darkness. Night is when even adults are out of control, and we are visited by our haunted past and our feared future, and we dream and have nightmares. The nighttime is bewildering. The boy, that's little Samuel, did not understand, and the old priest, that's Eli, was slow to figure it out. It was bewildering to him, because something not routine was happening. Something not routine was happening. The anthropologists call this liminality. Liminality. Our friend of many of us, Bruce Condal, always refers to the liminal space. The space that's partly in the world and partly not. Liminal. Liminality. An unsettling feeling at the threshold of something new, when life is gathered into a wholly new configuration. Now, I say this because too often the church in our society is thought to be a place of unambiguous answers and sure certitudes, where we come settled and cocksure. And the Spirit has no chance to change anything. Liberals get it all settled, and conservatives get it all settled. It is, however, more often than not, nighttime in that church. Bewilderment, confusion, liminality, unsettlement. Then emerges something new from God that comes like a thief in the night. The narrative suggests that the holy place must not be understood with too much daytime certitude, but with something more like nighttime bewilderment. For it is in such odd moments that we sort out the voices of address, and God works the newness of nurture and vocation, demand and promise and healing. So think of this place, as did the boy Samuel, as a place of the nighttime when new voices utter our names. Let us pray. Divine thief in the night, you come to us in the darkness to unsettle our expectations and certainties. Open our hearts to bewilderment so that we may be open to your wisdom. Amen.